We're going to call the meeting to order. Have the secretary call the roll.
Bjork.
Here.
Dixon.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Holzbauer.
Here.
Larson. Hotmaker.
Here. We have a quorum present to conduct business. I would like to welcome everyone participating in today's meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming on live on South Dakota Net, SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. The meeting is also being recorded and audio will be made available online following the meeting. You find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Portals Commission, Board and Commissions Portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants, including board members, please identify yourself when speaking. Participants are reminded to keep their microphones or phones muted at all times unless speaking. Okay, with that, next thing is annual election of officers.
Mr. Chairman, this is Freeman. Could you ask Brenda, or I will ask Brenda, who is the current vice president?
Tim Bjork? I think Tim Bjork is.
And I would nominate Tim for president or for chair. Bill Larson as vice chair and Leo as secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Do we have any more nominations? Any more nominations? Do we have a motion to approve the slate?
This is Dixon. I move to accept the slate.
For a second to that motion?
Freeman, second.
Secretary, call the roll.
Bjork. Tim. Tim, are you muted?
Not anymore.
Dixon? Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
And Hotmaker?
Aye. Motion carried. Mr. Bjork, you can run the meeting.
Are you kidding?
No.
I get it. Okay, let's move on to the next item on the agenda to adopt the final agenda. Are there any additions, changes, cancellations? Ron, anything you want to add?
Nothing here.
Anybody else on the board? Accept the vote to approve.
Dixon, I move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Holzbauer, second.
There you go.
Motion made and seconded. Secretary, please call the roll.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Hotmaker?
Aye.
And Bjork?
Aye. Conflicts and disclosures and requests for state board waivers. Does anybody have anything to disclose at this time? Hearing nothing, let's move on to the May 5th board minutes. Any additions or corrections?
Chairman, this is Freeman. I would move approval of the May 5th minutes.
Do I hear a second?
Dixon, second.
Further discussion? Hearing none. Secretary, call the roll, please.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Huttmaker?
Aye.
And Buick?
Aye. Move then to the May 19th board minutes. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve. Motion to approve, so. Second?
Second by Huttmaker.
Motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Secretary, call the roll.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Huttmaker?
Aye.
And Buick?
Aye. Okay, we have an interesting topic right here, the October 6th and 7th board meeting and location. Ron, could you give us a little background on what may possibly be on the agenda for that meeting?
Well, as things stand, there'll be a bunch of activity concerning Power Tech, motions and responses to motions. Based on Hearing Officer Freeman's order, that would be considered at the October board meeting. So that's the big thing on the agenda for October.
Comments from the board?
Well, this is Freeman. We may as well talk about it now because I know I'm going to get a bunch of requests to hold it in Rapid City. And so I'd sure appreciate the board and the department's guidance on it at this point. Because again, I'm pretty sure we're going to get those requests.
On that topic, since you brought it up, some direction from the board would be good. I've been getting a lot of emails from people, a lot of them who are not parties. And so right now, those are going in a folder, just for lack of a better thing to do, because they have not been served on other parties. They're not parties themselves. So at some point, some guidance on that would be nice, what I should do with those. And some of those requests have come in from people who are parties. A lot of those do indicate they would like Rapid City. I will point out, I also did some investigating to see what's available in Pier. Over in the Capitol building, room 414 and room 413 are available in the Capitol on those dates. In regard to going out to the Black Hills, I think technology is going to be an issue. In terms of any of the board members meeting remotely and participating, I think that could be very difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think it could be very difficult to make that work well. The other issue to consider is security. In the state capitol building, you have to go through security to even get into the building. You go to a third party site, a Ramcota or something like that, it's a different consideration, I guess. I'll leave it at that.
Is it possible to hold this meeting at like City Hall or the county courthouse or someplace?
I would have to do some investigating to see what they've got available to do that.
Okay. All right. Any other comment to the board?
This is Huttmaker. I think that we should, to start with, let's just stay at the Capitol until we can get something figured out. I think we're going to get plenty of opportunity if we continue on this path to meet in Rapid City.
You know, are you saying aye?
I'm saying we should stay in here for this meeting here.
Mr. Chairman, this is Freeman. I would agree wholeheartedly with that at this point. security, the technology, and again, this is a motions hearing. It's not like it's the actual hearing on the permit. Peggy, did I hear you say something?
Yes, I would agree with here. But I'd also like to say, as far as technology goes, in Rapid City, we may want to check out School of Mines, since they're a state entity and they are set up for distance learning and such. There may be technology available there if we really have to have it in Rapid.
Is there some way to pass along the understanding that this is not a hearing on the issue, that this is simply a hearing on whether or not to open the hearing, if you will? Ron, I guess I'm asking you that question.
I think hearing Officer Freeman's order was pretty clear on that point, to be accepting motions on restarting. So not conducting.
People still seem to misinterpret, so.
Given this discussion, I would entertain a motion to hold the meeting in Pier, and if we can, at the state capitol.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made and seconded. Further discussion? Secretary, call the roll.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Cutmaker?
Aye.
And Bjork?
Aye. Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I suspect we'll be talking about this a little bit more in the future. Let's see. For our board council, any status and review of water rights and litigation?
This is David Newman, David? Board Council. There's no litigation to discuss at this time.
Mr. Grunman, anything you'd like to add to that?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. Then we will, I don't have in front of me, Jim, the little piece of paper that talks about the public comment period. Is there something we have to read off for that to allow people to, or to have the understanding that we are opening this up to public comment?
I can never really read anything off other than that statement right at the first, but previous meetings, I've always allowed 3 minutes and tell them they can't testify on subjects that are on the agenda.
Does everybody in the audience understand what we're saying? We are allowing a public comment period of, we'll open it up for a few minutes right now, and it is not on the issues on the agenda, but any open comments. Hearing none. Let's move on. Is a court reporter there?
I am.
Would you please administer the oath to the Department of Ag and Natural Resources staff? Thank you.
Do each of you solemnly swear any testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Thank you. First item that we want to consider then today are the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and the final decision in the matter of water permit application number 2814-2, Jude Wildeman and Big Mountain Cabins. Who's up for this one, Ron?
That would be me, David McVay, Board Counsel.
Okay.
Application 2814-2 came before the board for a hearing on May 5. 2021. The board, having considered the testimony and exhibits presented, all records and documents on file, and having entered an oral decision, submits these final findings of fact, conclusions of law, and final decision. The Water Rights Program filed a proposed finding of fact, conclusions of law, and final decision, and the intervener, Lon Buehner, filed a objection to proposed finding number 19, which in this final findings has been amended to be paragraph 23. Mr. Buehner requested that paragraph include additional language regarding his testimony. It was more expansive than was set forth in the original findings of fact and conclusions of law. Additionally, Mr. Buehner raised issue with paragraph 5 of the proposed finding of fact, in which he objected to the transfer of the water rights permit from Big Mountain Cabins to Jude Wildeman individually. In considering these objections, in these final conclusions and findings, the request to amend those findings of paragraph 19, now 23, is denied. And further, intervener's request to delete findings paragraph 5 is likewise denied. Finally, the final decision determines that water rights permit application 2814-2 is granted with the following conditions: that the well approved under the permit will be located near domestic wells and other wells which may obtain water from the same aquifer. The well owner under this permit shall control his withdrawals so there is not a reduction of needed water supplies in adequate domestic wells or in adequate wells having prior water rights. The second qualification is that the permit holder shall report to the chief engineer annually the amount of water withdrawn from the crystalline rock aquifer. And the third and final condition is that water permit 2814-2 authorizes a total annual diversion of less than 2.0 acre feet of water. In the findings of fact, conclusions of law, final decision contained within the board packet, there will be one further amendment that will be submitted for signature, and that is the change of the signatory from Jim Potmacher to Tim York. And that's it.
Unless you have any questions. Thank you, Mr. McVeigh. Questions, comments from the board? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Chairman, this is Freeman. I would move that we reject the two amendments as proposed sooner, to accept the amendment of the change of signatures, as our attorney stated, and to adopt the findings, conclusions, and final decision.
Dixon, second.
Motion made and seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Hotmaker?
Aye.
And Bjork?
Aye. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the deferred water permit application number 8433-3, City of Lake Norton. Mr. Mandelwitz.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, this matter was before the board once before, at which time the chief engineer requested a deferral for a subsequent study of the aquifer. The City of Lake Norton subsequently brought on a consultant. They worked in conjunction with DANR, with Mr. Mathewitz in particular, did further aquifer testing, and found the information that was necessary for this application. The applicant also decreased the amount of the appropriation requested, and now the chief engineer has changed the recommendation to approval. This matter, when it came before the board initially, was public noticed and there were no interveners. So this is technically not a contested case, but because we had been before the board previously asking for deferral, we are now back asking for approval. Mr. Mathewitz is present and ready to testify if the board would allow in a narrative fashion, or Mr. Mathewitz could just answer any questions the board may have. We also have with us here at the NPIR, the city attorney and the mayor of Lake Norton. And so I would ask, Mr. Chairman, how would you like to proceed? Would you like Mr. Mathewitz to testify, or would you like him just available for questions?
I think we'll have him available for questions, unless the board has any other comments.
And just to add to what Ann said, we also have representatives here from Lake Norton in the room.
I said the mayor.
Did you?
I said the mayor.
Sorry. Never mind. I'm reiterating it.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. Any questions of the applicant or of Mr. Mathewitz? From the board. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
This is Hunnaker. I'll make a motion to approve the water permit. Number 8433-3.
Do I hear a second?
Yes, second, and I'm assuming, Jim, that's subject to the qualifications of the chief engineer?
Yes, it is.
Freeman, second.
Motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, secretary, call the roll, please.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Hutmaker?
Aye.
York?
Aye. Thank you. The next one then is the deferred water permit application 7610-3. Fred Fleece. Ms. Bailey or Ron, are you going to do it?
No.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Just a little bit of background on this. This is an application that was submitted for 18 shallow wells to irrigate 360 acres, which were also permitted for irrigation under a different permit. This was back in January of 2013 when that application was submitted. It's up in Brown County near, well, southwest of Groton. At the time, the chief engineer made a recommendation to defer that application in order to complete an aquifer pump test to be able to make a determination whether or not water was available and any potential impacts on other users in that aquifer. At the May 2013 board meeting, the board deferred action to await completion of that pump test. That has not occurred. So fast forward to 2021, Mr. Fleece submitted another application that has now been processed and approved. And since he submitted that application, we contacted him about this one that was deferred just to see what his intentions were. Mr. Fleece responded that he was not going to pursue completion of the pump test, and he asked to withdraw the application. Since it's already been in front of the board and action was taken by the board to defer it, we sent notice to Mr. Fleece telling the board that we are telling him that the board would consider denial of the permit, and the chief engineer reissued a recommendation changing it from deferral to denial. The benefit to Mr. Fleece in getting this settled is he gets his inspection fee refunded and 75% of his application fee. So he contacted us, he asked for withdrawal, we provided him notice of today's hearing, and here we are. So we're looking for a motion by the board to deny the application.
Thank you, Ron. Questions? Questions from the board? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Freeman. I would move that the board deny application 7610-3.
Do I hear a second? Motion made and seconded. Further discussion?
Who seconded it?
I didn't.
Who? Did anybody second it? Carl?
I thought I heard a second.
I didn't get it either.
I will entertain a second.
Dixon second.
Motion made and seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none. Secretary, call the roll.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Hutmaker?
Aye.
Jim, are you there?
Looks like he...
Bjork?
Aye.
I think I'm back. I'll vote aye on that motion.
Motion carried. Moving right along, water permit application number 8450-3, Tom Neusbaumer. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Mr. Chairman, this is Eric Gromlin. I believe you're close.
Okay, thank you.
Again, I'm going to initially take the lead on this and then turn it over for questions or narrative on John's part. This is application number 8450-3 for Tom Neusbaumer. It's for 1.78 cubic feet of water per second to irrigate a little over 101 acres from what has been identified as the Pleistocene Series Unknown. It's located in the northeast corner of Hand County, south of a small town known as Rockham. If you don't know where Rockham's at, this is really southwest of Redfield. John Farmer was the engineer assigned to review this application, and you have that report in front of you. This application was reviewed, a recommendation made, and it was published for board hearing. In response to that public notice, no petitions to intervene were filed. This application was basically scheduled before for board hearing under State Law 46-116, which provides the chief engineer to schedule an application for hearing, even if uncontested, if it is found that the application presents important issues that should be heard by the board. The issue at hand here in this case is the well location is within the boundary of what was previously identified as the Tulare Western Spate Hitchcock Aquifer, which this board, I believe, is fully aware is a fully appropriated aquifer that we have applications placed on hold in the event of when or if water becomes available. Basically, this well location was in the previously identified small finger of the Tulare Western Spate Hitchcock Aquifer. As you can see from review of Mr. Farmer's report, he did a deep dive into the complex geology of this area and determined that this was not the Tulare Western Spate Hitchcock Aquifer, but instead best identified as this Pleistocene Series Unknown. That finding was vetted through the South Dakota Geological Survey, who concurred with his determination. But in order to be fully transparent, since this was an area previously identified as, again, a finger of the Tulare Western Spate Hitchcock, I felt it necessary to bring it before this board for consideration. The other issue from reading the report is there's two other applications, existing water rights within this area that were previously identified as the hand management unit of the Tulare Aquifer. That's not a fully appropriated aquifer, but I also wanted it to be on record that the Those are now identified as being in the Pleistocene series unknown based on Mr. Farmer's review. And moving forward, DANR will manage that accordingly. So with that, I'm open for any questions, and Mr. Farmer is available for questions or can give a brief narrative of his review of the application if the board desires.
Any questions from the board? Any questions? Thank you, Eric. I will entertain a motion then on this item, this issue.
Chairman, this is Freeman again. I would move that we approve application 8450-3.
Lewis, you're up. I lost you.
Oh, I just moved to approve it subject to the qualifications.
Okay. Do I hear a second? Second. Further discussion. Hearing none, secretary call roll.
Dixon.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Holzbauer.
Aye.
Hutmaker.
Aye.
And Bjork.
Aye. Thank you. Before we move on, I noticed as I'm looking at the screen here, we have two esteemed members of our legislature here in the background, Mr. Weisgram and Ms. Duvall. Thank you so much for being here, and I see you're taking notes. No, that's a good thing. Okay, Mr. Duvall, we have cancellation consideration.
Yes, in your board packet, you initially received a notice of cancellation recommendation. And then I emailed, sorry, Leo, because it got omitted initially, the actual table listing them all. But you actually, everybody should have the what came in the packet initially. These permits are before you because they're subject to cancellation. There's one of three possible reasons that they would be on the list that you have. It's either due to abandoning their water right permit. It could be forfeiture due to non-use of water for a sufficient number of years, or else non-construction. And on the list, you'll see most of them are there because they were not constructed. Before anybody ends up at this point where the board's considering canceling their permits, there's always two points of contact that we have with them. It's either as a result of a permit inspection, where we go out to inspect the permit to issue a water license for what's actually constructed, and we find there's nothing there. They didn't develop it. The other typical means of coming before this board is through the irrigation questionnaire. Somebody will indicate they're no longer intending to irrigate, and that will be followed up with a contact with that person to make sure that when they say they want to abandon it, they really mean abandon it permanently and not just for that season. So there's that initial contact that's made, and after that is done, we send out a notice of hearing to each one of those people. We have not had any responses from anybody on the list opposing cancellation of the permit. So with that, our recommendation is that those permits be canceled for the reasons mentioned.
Thank you, Ron. Questions from the board? Or comments? I will entertain a motion on the cancellations then.
Chairman, this is Freeman. I would move that we cancel Division 1, Division 2,
and Division III permits and the water right as listing provided.
Do I hear a second?
Dixon, second.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Dixon.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Holzbauer.
Aye.
Hutmaker.
Aye.
And Bjork.
Aye. Next item then, Ron, again, future use reviews.
In your packet, you should have received information concerning two future use reviews for both of them for Big Sioux Community Rural Water System. And systems such as them, they can reserve water for future use, and then every 7 years, that future use permit is subject to review by this board, and then renewal if that's what the board decides to do. So you were provided a list of those two permits, and in bringing this permit to you for a review, each one of those permit holders is contacted and asked whether or not they wish to have their future use permit be allowed to remain in effect. And a copy of the response from Big Sioux was included in your board packet. They indicated they did want them to remain in effect. And so based on that response from them, the chief engineer prepared a recommendation also in your packet on each one of those. And then a notice of hearing is published. And we also included in your packet the affidavits that the paper supplies of that publication notice. The published notice of the hearing allows for people to intervene. We did not receive any petitions opposing renewal of these future use permits, and so the recommendation is to the board that these future use permits be allowed to remain in effect for another 7 years.
Thank you, Ron. Comments, questions to the board? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the future use permits as presented.
Holzbauer seconds.
Motion made and seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Dixon.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Holzbauer.
Aye.
Hutmaker.
Aye.
And Bjork.
Aye. It's only 9 o'clock out here. Do I have to wait for an hour?
No, it's 10 o'clock here. That's where it's important. It was scheduled for 10 Central.
Okay, we got it. Consider rescission of suspension of water rights number 4678-3 and 6960-3. Craig Jepson of Hutchinson, Minnesota. Ron, thank you.
Okay, back in March, the board considered whether or not to suspend permits for irrigation questionnaire violations. Just by quick reminder, in the fall, those questionnaires are sent out. They have a deadline to submit by December. If we don't get those questionnaires back, we do a follow-up notice in January, and then a hearing is held in March. At that point, if we don't have them, then the board takes action. And in the case of these two permits, the board did suspend them due to failure to submit the irrigation questionnaire. A 30-day grace period is actually in effect following that if we receive them. And in this case, they did not come in. In response, when these are suspended, which these were, we tried to do some compliance checks, and that happened. We had someone in the area drive by, and they found that the irrigation systems were operating. So at that point, we made contact, not with the permit holder, but Gary Jepson, and he is on the line right now. And I am going to let him talk to you and explain the situation as to why those irrigation questionnaires were not submitted. And I believe he's going to have to be sworn in when you're ready to hear him speak.
Unless you have any other comments, Todd? Let's swear him in then and have him comment.
This is the court reporter, Mr. Jepson. Can you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Do you solemnly swear that you are Gary Jepson and the testimony you're about to give in this cause will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yeah, I am Gary Jepson.
You can put your hand down, and if you're ready, Mr. Chairman, I'll let him speak for himself.
Go ahead, Mr. Jepson. I guess a little bit of history. Me and my uncle, we had farmed together since the mid-80s. He recently retired about 3 years ago. He has also been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So I wasn't aware of this survey, and the survey, as far as I know, was sent to him to fill out, and he's always done it in the past. So I guess I'm sorry I didn't get the message. And my aunt is plenty on her plate already too, so I understand why she didn't send it to me. So I guess I would appreciate it if I could be able to hear again. Anyone on the board have it?
I have no idea where that's coming from.
That's pretty interesting sound, Bill. Yeah.
When we contacted Mr. Jepson, and we asked him to reply back, he indicated that he did want his permits, the suspension, rescinded. And in response, he quickly submitted his irrigation questionnaire, so we have those now, too, as well.
Okay. Questions or comments from the board members? Hearing none, I admit I'm. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that this is Freeman to Mr. Jepson, that if they are rescinded, I would just like him to know that we're pretty lenient the first go round, but we get pretty tough if they're missed in the future. Thank you.
Any other comments? Pardon me, Leo?
I see that was the same feeling that I had, that he should make sure that he continues on with those questionnaires, otherwise he's going to be in trouble.
Understood, Mr. Jepson. I understand. Okay, thank you.
This is Holtzbauer again, and the address is going to his place now, not his uncle.
Yeah, this is Ron Duvall. Mr. Jepson has asked that we be sending him the irrigation questionnaires in the future, and so that change has already been made in the database. And I'd also note, we looked at the last several years of submissions, and for the most part, they've always been timely until the last year or so.
Okay, that's all my concerns.
Anyone else? I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, this is Freeman. I would move that we rescind the suspension of water rights 4678-3 and 6960-3.
Holtzbauer will second that.
Motion made and seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary will call the roll.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holtzbauer?
Aye.
Hutmaker?
Aye.
York?
Aye. Motion carried. Mr. Jackson? Jepson, thank you for being here with us today and explaining what's going on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else for consideration by the board then? That's all I have on my agenda.
I'll just make a note so you're aware, Chairman, that you will be getting some signature pages in the mails for the minutes and also for the findings that were adopted. So need you to sign those and send them back.
We will certainly do that. Anything else for the board today?
This is Holtzmauer. Is there anything that I need to do as secretary?
Bring cookies next time.
Happy birthday, Leo. Isn't that Leo's birthday today?
Is it Leo's birthday today?
It's tomorrow.
No, it's the 9th. It's the 9th, not today.
Oh, okay.
Well, happy birthday, Leo.
Thank you.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Holtzmauer, I so move.
Motion made to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. Thank you all for.